Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
July the 5th, 2017. Take Lizards Off Radio is on the air live from your West Side studio located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And I am excited about today's broadcast. Today's conversation is going to be good. I hope y'all are ready for it. Five hidden habits of healthy churches. Five hidden habits of healthy churches. That's going to be a good conversation. I hope y'all are ready. And, you know, fasten your seatbelts, as they say. Because it's going to get a little, you know, gonna get a little bumpy. The ride's going to get a little bumpy. But it's going to be good. I promise you that much. I promise you that much. We will definitely, definitely enjoy it. Amen. 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 And amen. Amen. So look at y'all. Let me get a rundown how you can be a part of the show. If you're already listening on the line, just push one. You can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you are on social media, and I see some folk out, just leave it at that. If you're on social media, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. If you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio, and then you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. If you want to email us, you can email the show at takinglimitsoff@comcast.net. takinglimitsoff@comcast.net. Let's see. Also, the live streams are up and running. You can find us simply go to Ustream.tv. Ustream.tv. You can find us there. That's Ustream.tv. You can find us there. Facebook Live. Facebook Live is up and running. Y'all know the routine. Get on there. Start talking. Say something to your board. You will find us there. Looking forward to hearing from you all. Looking forward to hearing from you all that way. Also, you can download the podcast. Subscribe to our podcast. Simply go to your iTunes account. Whatever podcast media you choose to use, I've used this podcast. But simply do a search. Simple search for Take Lemon Talk with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Look, y'all, so much stuff is going on, man. I want to talk about it. We had a good time on Monday. I hope y'all had fun with the conversation on Monday. We were talking about all of the issues that people have with barbecuing. I'm looking forward to hearing some of your stories about your 4th of July experience. Really looking forward to hearing some of those stories from you all. It should be good, good, good. Hopefully you all have some good stories. You said that again. Hope y'all have some good stories. But then I hope there was one or two surprise elements. Let me say it that way. I hope there was one or two surprise elements that we will that you'll be able to help and share with us here today on today's broadcast. I hope so. I hope so. It's gonna be good. It should be fun. Looking forward to definitely looking forward to seeing that. Real quick, man. So much stuff happened over the last 3 days, man. And I purposely. Okay, there we go. I did not realize that I did not pay attention to the violence that had went on in our city over the weekend, over this 4th of July weekend. I had no idea until I this morning decided to take a look to see what actually happened. And I'm reading this news report this morning, man, and it just messed me up. It really did. I guess I wasn't ready. And like I said, I hadn't been looking at it for a while, but it just kind of caught me off guard, man. Y'all just, man, it's real. It's so disheartening, you know what I'm saying? But I read this, and it's just saying, what's going on, Parks? You saw what I saw too, huh? Right. You saw it too, huh? Right. Exactly. But I ain't gonna say nothing. Don't be brain. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, 102 people. So keep this in your mind. Keep this number in your mind. 102 people. 102 people. I don't know what else to say. 102 people. I'll say it again. 102 people were shot over the 4th of July weekend. I am just amazed. It says the total number of weekend from the weekend was staggered. It says since Friday night, a total of 14 people were killed and 88 others were wounded. 14 people killed and 88 others wounded. Well, if we lived in a town or a city like Afghanistan, somebody do some research, help me out. I've been known to be a little slow. How many people were shot in Afghanistan over the weekend? Do we know? I mean, I know there's a war going on, so it's possible that it was the same amount, but 102 people in a major metropolitan city were shot. 102 people. I couldn't make this up if I tried. You couldn't write this as a storyline. 102 people shot in a span of 4 freaking days. I'm sorry. 5 days. Let's just do the math. That's a little less than 25 people a day shot in a 5 days from Friday night till Tuesday morning. And we okay with that, huh? We good. I mean, seriously, we good with that, right? Y'all good with it. Because see, if you're not good with it, because here's the deal. When I'm looking at this, the only person I saw was, I believe it's Andrew Holmes. Andrew Holmes, he's a community activist. I saw him. But it's amazing to me. 102 people. Where else do you see that? What am I missing? Where 102 people get shot, and this is not the, you know, I understand we want to know what's going on with Trump and Russia, and we want to know what's going on with the G20 summit, and we want to know what's going on, and yeah, I know there was some major trades in the NBA, and I know there was some major signings in the National Basketball Association, and I know Wimbledon is going on right now. I know there's a big story with Venus Williams right now, but 102 folks were shot in the city of Chicago, and that ain't front page news. Oh, my bad. My fault. They were probably all black, right? No? Huh? No? Bueller? Anybody? Somebody? No? I mean, seriously. When does it stop? Seriously, how is it that we, and I say we okay with it, you know why I say we okay with it? Because we ain't doing nothing. Oh, let me rephrase that. It's not enough of us doing something. There's too many of us doing nothing and a handful trying to do something. I can't even begin to understand what that looks and sounds like. There's too many of us. There's more of us doing nothing than those of us who do something. And unfortunately, the majority of us that are doing nothing are sitting by silently. I only hear almost sermons from the pulpit. I'm sorry. I know y'all supposed to have a little fun today. It's supposed to be the after 4th of July conversation. We will be talking about y'all burned up food and bad stuff, but you know what? This thing just bothers me, and I'm really trying not to act up today. You know, I'm trying not to. I'm really trying. Y'all pray for strength, but I'm just sorry. I don't want to hear another sermon from the pulpit about folks dying in the street, and you ain't even in the street, huh? How the hell are you gonna preach about what's going on in the street, and you don't get yourself out, so you don't even go see what's going on in the street? I want to see a post on your Facebook page about all the violence in the city of Chicago, and you're behind never in the streets of the city of Chicago saying not a damn word about nothing that's going on in the city. Huh? I want to see a post on your page. Matter of fact, I'm telling you right now, don't let me see a post on your page and you're a friend of mine. Because guess what? I'm going to ask the question, what you do? Let me go and get a record right now. I ain't got look, it don't bother me. It's okay if you don't like me. I'm good with it. But that's about it. It comes with the territory. But I don't want to see no post on your face. I don't even want to see you share the doggone news article. Because you ain't doing jack. You don't do nothing. We sit around and we say, oh, man, you know what? This, that, and nothing. I'm thinking about doing. I'm thinking about, think. Ain't doing jack. But you're going to get in the pulpit on Sunday. You're going to get in the pulpit on Sunday. And what? You're going to preach a word? I don't want to hear your prayer. I don't want that. No, time out for that. Time out for that. Guess what? When folks are hungry, they don't want to hear you pray. They want you to feed them. This city is going to hell in a handbasket, and we chilling. We're doing nothing. Like I said, you got a handful of folk trying to maintain, and then you got a whole city of folk of more than half, 75% of all these folks and churches in the city that are doing absolutely nothing. Nothing. 102 people shot. And y'all ain't in uproar. Y'all just gonna get up and go to work like we normally do. Ain't nothing wrong. You know, I'm gonna get up and go to work don't get me wrong. I understand you have to continue to live your lives. I understand that we cannot stop our lives. But do we stop for a moment to think that there were 102 people? I don't know if they were innocent or not, whatever they were, whoever they were. Forget about that. Forget the gang affiliation. Forget the drug issue. Forget all that. Just keep this number in mind. 102 people have bullets in their bodies in a five-day period in a major metropolitan city in the country called the United States of America, and ain't nobody got nothing to say. What the hell is wrong with y'all? Somebody help me. Somebody help me. I mean nothing. Where are the leaders? And don't hit me talking about you check my record before you even come at me. Keep it moving. Where are all of you with all of these titles? All of you pastors. Yeah, because I don't have that title, so I can say it. All you pastors, you bishops, you apostles, you prophets, all of y'all who still been, I prophesy this over your life. I prophesy this over your life, and I have the apostolic anointing, and I got this, that, and a third, and everything else. Can you prophesy when the hell the shooting don't stop? Can you give me that prophet? Huh? Apostle, can you tell me about, can you use your apostolic gift, your anointing, your fivefold ministry, and tell me what the hell is going on that 102 people got shot and every preacher in the city of Chicago ain't got his ass in the street right now telling us what the hell we need to do? Can somebody help me, please? Can somebody help me understand how we got a million preachers in the city of Chicago and 102 people get shot and we ain't mounted up an attack right now on the streets of Chicago and we ain't out on the corner right now on every corner? Guess what? It's a goddamn old church on every corner. Ought to be a preacher on every corner. You tell me right now you can't get one preacher, one deacon on every corner in the city of Chicago, you a lie, the truth ain't in you. I ain't trying to hear it. I don't care. Get mad. Guess what? There's a button called power off. You ain't got to listen or do whatever. It don't matter to me. I'm going to keep telling it like it is. Ain't nobody doing jack. It's sickening. It's sickening that we go through this over and over again, and nobody does anything. You got a handful of folks. You got a little small band of people trying to work 70, trying to work 1,000 corners. You got a handful of folks trying to go to every spot. And why don't you go? Well, you know, they didn't put my name on the program, so I ain't going to go out there. Or guess what? They didn't invite me. What invitation do you need? Let me help you. I'm sorry, pastor, preacher, bishop, apostle, prophet, whoever you are, Pope, hell, I don't care what they want to call yourself, prelate, whatever it might be. Let me help you. You need an invitation? Here it is. 102 people got shot. What time you coming? Huh? 102 people got shot. What time you coming? What more invitation do you need to get out from behind your pulpit, take your cute little roll ball, pull your little car over, stop talking about, I got a word from the Lord, Doc. Tell me, Doc, what did the word from the Lord tell you that you need to do? Or did the word from the Lord say, you stay safe in your church? Is that what the Lord told you? Help me, please. Somebody help me. Help me understand how this happened. And not, I mean seriously. And especially, can I talk about it? You full-time pastors, you know, full-time pastors, you know, those who not by vocation. Let me just talk to y'all for a minute. Because y'all, it's two separate sets of folk that we're dealing with. We got full-time pastors, and then we got your by vocation. I want to talk to my full-time pastors, meaning this is all you do. This is all you do, right? This is all you do. This is what you do. This is your calling. Let me help you. Let me ask the question. You're a full-time pastor. So today is the day after you found out that 102 people got shot. What's the plan? Where you at? You full-time. You on the clock right now. Matter of fact, you pastor somebody's church right now. What are you organizing right now, sir? I'm looking at my watch. What are you organizing right now? Help me. Help me, somebody. What? I don't know. Nothing. I know. Ain't nothing happening. Huh? The church that I'm sitting in right now is surrounded by at least 25 Negroes that I know are
are full-time pastors, and I promise you later on today, when we go outside to stand on the corner, I ain't going to find 23 of them Negroes nowhere around. You can run, tell that, I don't care. Send them my name. Dana Elkin. I am at 301 North Central. I am here all day. You can find me. I don't care about how you feel about me. I'm asking, what are you doing about the people who live in the community where you bring your behind in and out of to come to church? I don't hear nobody. It's time out for this crap that we passing off as ministry. It's time out that we build $20 million churches, but you can't put $20 on the street. Huh? It's my anniversary, Doc. It's my anniversary. The hell is your anniversary? People are dying. Nobody cares about how long you've been pastor. Nobody cares about that. But you know, it's such. Don't nobody care about your church anniversary. Huh? Nobody cares about that. It was the church, you know, in the church, we celebrated 35, 45, 55 years. And what have you done in the last 10? You celebrated 35, 45, 55 years. What the hell have you done for the people who surround your church in the last 10? Answer me that question. I'll sit here and wait. I don't hear nothing. I'm sorry. If you're offended or if you think I'm talking about you, I probably am. The phone number, 347-934-0506. Just push one. Tommy, you ain't got the screen to call. Just let them through. Because they ain't going to call on you. Email, taking the limits off at comcast.net. Just send it through. Come on. Facebook Live. Put the comment up there. I don't care. Come on. Tag your. You know what? Let me help you right now. If your pastor don't do nothing, let me rephrase that. If your church don't do nothing, you can please tag it. Tag me to your face. Forward my link to your pastor, to your church, to whoever you need to forward it to. I really don't care. I want to know what's the plan. You've been pastoring for 20 years. Huh? You've been pastoring for 20 years. 25, 30. Some of y'all been pastoring for too damn long. But y'all been pastoring for a long time. Help me understand exactly what you're doing other than preaching and getting a check. Huh? What you do other than get your check on Sunday? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know, I'm not paid. Oh, you're not paid by... Okay, what else are you doing? What are you doing for the least of these? Huh? Area code 347-934-0506. Let me put the number in here for you. I'm serious. We have nothing going on here. 102 people. And we can't find y'all. We can't find y'all. And then for some, it's a political deal. For some, it's political. Okay, and then, don't get me started on my brothers down in Springfield. Oh, God, don't get me started on that foolery. Because while y'all down there playing politics, with about people's, y'all down there playing politics, people's lives, people are losing their lives. People are losing their lives while we playing politics. Y'all playing with teachers, y'all playing with people who need money for mental issues, y'all playing with all this stuff, daycare centers and everything. All this stuff is being lost aside because I don't like Brown and he don't like Madden. You know what? All of y'all need to go. I promise you right now, black folks, I'm so sick of y'all. It's time to stop complaining. Vote these fools out. Vote them out. This is why I'm not passing nobody's church. Let me help you something right now, politician. You can't come in my... Let me see your record before you have to come speak to my people in my church. We're not going to... That's why Rounder got there in the first place. Nobody asked to see Rounder's record. I'm sorry. Let me apologize. Rounder told y'all what he was going to do, and he did. You can't be surprised, but guess what? Y'all will take y'all behind to the polls, and that's what you got. Just like what we got in Washington. Same situation. Trump told you what he was going to do. He didn't lie. You knew exactly who he was. was. But y'all stayed home. Well, you know, I just can't. You know what? Fine. You ain't got to like Hillary. Guess what? You should have voted for Bernie. You should have got Bernie in there. I don't care what you. But now, guess what? It's called repercussions. It's called repercussions. We don't do any of the things we're supposed to do. The black church has all but disappeared. We have given our power and authority away because we sat silently for 15, 20, 25 years while they passing all kinds of laws and doing any and everything they wanted to do. And we sat silently. And then we don't band together until they start, until the government says, let me check the checkbook out. Can we see the checkbook? Oh, then you got something to say. Can we see the checkbook? 347-934-0546. Michael Henderson, are you on the line, sir?
Yes, I'm on the line. Let me first apologize because we need to ban these M80 firecrackers because they almost scared me into the smithereens, and I came not out loud. Yeah. All these are loud. I want to come out to call you and tell you, you're preaching your conviction out on the day. Tell me how you really feel about it.
I'm biting my tongue. I really am. I'm bleeding out the mouth right now.
Well, now listen, you didn't bite it one of the couple times, but now listen. I'm biting you also by 102 people. One of the problems that I have is because I am not, and I would love to partner with someone because I'm not a part of the city.
Right.
But as you say, those who are in the city, what is being said now? What's next? What's next?
You asked the wrong person.
Listen, even if, because you know what, if 102 people got shot, let's say that there was 102 guns, where did they come from? Where did the ammo come from? Because ammunition is high. Where did the ammo come from?
I can promise you this. I don't know what the ethnic background of those who were shot, but I can promise you there was 102 white folks shot.
I guarantee you they look like ain't hackers chilling. I guarantee you they was ain't hack guys chilling. I guarantee you they look like me and you.
Huh?
I know they do.
If it was 102 Anglo-Americans, my Caucasian brothers and sisters, it wouldn't even get questioned.
It wouldn't have got that far. It would not have gotten that far. And we have gotten to the point. We've gotten to the point to where there are those people who live in the suburbs now who don't even want to come into the city, period. So they don't know what they expect.
Well, when I think of His grace and His mercy, just one word comes to mind. And that word is amazing. Company.
Amen. We're back. Sorry about that. We lost Pastor Henderson. He can call back in. He will. But really, what number needs to happen before, hold on, I'm not just blaming the church. Where are the residents? What number needs to happen when we decide we've had enough? What number do we need to have? Do we need to be 202? What number is going to shake your soul to the point where you walk out your door and you say, you know what, Emmett, I have is going to shake you to say, you know what, I got to do something. Can I help anybody? Can I give $10 to this cause? Can I give something over here? What number of people have to die before we as people stand up and say, you know what, I'm tired. Who can I help? I don't care if it's one little organization. I don't care who it is. Who can I throw a dollar into if it's going to help to take a gun off the street, if it's going to keep some young person safe? Who can I sow into? What number is it going to take? We got 102. Is it 202? Is it going to be like an auction? How many more black and brown dead folks do we need to have before somebody say, you know what, I'm tired. I'm finally tired. You know what, 353? What's your number? 350? Huh? Bishop? What number you need, Bishop? 350? Huh? Pastor around the corner, what number you need? 375? How many folks you need to die? 375? What you need? Oh, you need, okay, you around here on the other corner, on the other side of me. You need 400 before you decide you go at. You need 400. Huh? Help me understand. What number do you need before we're going to say, you know what, I'm done? What number? What number do you need? How many more people have to die before we as a church and we as a community say, you know what? Okay, you get my number. I mean, seriously, what's the number? What number is needed? 500, maybe 500 is the breaking point. Maybe we need 500. We need 500 folks to die in the weekend in order for us to say, you know what, let's put all this petty crap aside. I don't care about your denomination. I don't care what color you wear. I don't care who you baptized in. That don't bother me. We need to stop our babies from dying in the streets. But no, we ain't going to do that. We're going to just keep the rotation. Well, we're going to get up and go to church on Sunday, and we just going to praise the Lord. And, you know, we just going to do our program, and we're going to run, and we're going to celebrate this, and we're going to celebrate that, and all this other. Y'all crazy as hell. I'm sorry. This ain't the fun show today. I'm sorry. This ain't. I know y'all normally tune in for the goofiness and all of that, and then you get an article. This ain't that show. Wrong one. Sorry. Not today. But we just want to keep going on. And then, watch this. What starts today in the city of Chicago, y'all? Come on, say it with me. The Taste of Chicago. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah, the Taste. They so happy that the Taste is here. The Taste of Chicago, it starts today. Oh, I'm excited about it. Ain't y'all excited? Huh? Ain't y'all excited? Gonna be thousands or hundreds of thousands of people gonna pack downtown. And the cab drivers are going to make money. The Uber drivers and the Lyft drivers and all of them folks are going to make all kinds of money. The restaurants are going to make money. Everybody going to make money. They're all excited about it. It's the Taste of Chicago. Huh? Is that it? Is that what we think? Is that what it is? We just keep going on with our lives like ain't nothing happening. You know, no big deal. It was just 102 people got shot. You know, literally. You know that, and it feels like that's the process we're under. We just get up and, you know, we flip on our phone and we turn on the TV, and you know, some of y'all who even actually watch the news. I know some of y'all don't even know what channel the news come on, but you know, you turn up and you watch the news and you flip and say, well, and say, oh, guess what? 102 people got shot. Did you pass the sugar? That's the mindset I believe we had. Seriously, that's the mindset I believe we have. 102 people got shot. Can you pass me the toast, please? Huh? What time do the movies start? That's what we do. It has become so numbing. It has become so numbing that we don't even feel it anymore. I can promise you there's some people who saw 102 people got shot. Maybe some of y'all don't know. Let me say it again. I said it seven times. Y'all do know 102 people got shot in the last 5 days here in Chicago. Y'all do know that, right? Y'all do know that. 102. 102. 14 fatally shot. 88 just got bullets. Just a regular holiday weekend in City Me Love called Chicago. Over it. Over it. Y'all, I'm done. I'm done. I saw Deshaun Ford was on there. I don't know if he's still on here or not. Hi. What's going on? See you. Send you an invitation to come on the show. You want to come, you can. Might not be safe. I'm just saying. But if you want to come, you can. Huh? I am just... over it. Oh, we're going to come in and we're going to praise God on Sunday, on tonight. Oh, we're going to give him glory. Yes, we are. Uh-huh. Yes, and you should. But when you're done singing on Sunday, when you're done teaching on Wednesday, when you're done with your anniversaries, when you're done with your bar mitzvahs, whatever the hell you're doing, all the parties y'all have in y'all church, when you get done with all of that, then what? But see, we're so concerned about, you know, the legacy. What legacy? Let me ask you this question. You're so concerned about the legacy of your church. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Lord. Keep that, my son. Keep on in the business. Let's go get it that I'm already there. When you're so concerned about the legacy of your church, let me ask you this. What exactly is the legacy? Huh? Right, Sister Lewis? You're right, this is what you come home to. You should have stayed in Vegas, baby. I don't think 102 folks were shot in Vegas. I think if 102 folks would have got shot in Vegas, it would have been national news. If 102 folks got shot in Vegas, it would be national news. 102 folks get shot in Chicago, guess what? Next story. In other news, 102 people were shot in Chicago. And then, oh, you know, guess what? The dude from Utah got traded to Boston. There it is. That's how we do. Wait. What? I'd ask the question again. What's the number? Y'all help me. Y'all on Facebook and Ustream, I don't mean you no harm. You go in and look and see. Okay, nobody said nothing over there. If you did, I missed it. But you know, what's the number that's going to get you involved? I'm talking to y'all now. I ain't talking to the pastors that sleep listening and y'all who like to just watch the show and talk about other stuff. But I'm talking to y'all who are watching and listening to me right now. I'm talking to those of you on Facebook, those of you on Ustream, and the other thousands of y'all listening on Blog Talk. Let me ask you this question. For those of you who live around and in the Chicago city centers, what's the number of people that have to be shot and or killed for you to say, what can I do? That's a question for y'all. What's the number? What's your breaking point? You know what I'm saying? How many, you know, what's your kill button? My God, help me, Lord. What's your shooting button? How many folks have to fall down for you to help somebody? That's the best question. What's the number? What's the big bold headline that needs to be on your computer screen when you log on to Facebook and we playing all these games? I play them too. When you playing these games, what kind of preacher are you? What kind of Bible member are you? Can you guess this quiz? Can you guess that quiz? What number has to pop up on your Facebook feed for you to just take a pause and say, okay, you know what? Hold on. I need to do something. What number is that? My God. Woo! What number is that? What number needs to hit you at your heartstrings? Or maybe because you don't get it, you don't have enough detail about the 102. Maybe what is it gonna take if you find out that out of the 102 people that died, that 50 of them was under the age of 18? Is that gonna do it? If you find out that out of the 102 that got shot, if 50 of them was under the age of 10, would that move you? What number has to happen for y'all to give a damn? Seriously, what number? happen. But we got all these folks, I'm gonna speak in the prophetic. You speaking in the prophetic, let me help you. You ain't prophesying nothing. You speaking, let me help somebody. You speaking in the prophetic, as in pathetic leadership. Pathetic. Ain't nothing prophetic about you. You are pathetic. Huh? That's what it is. You ain't apostolic nothing. Huh? Your prophecy is about as good as the Dionne Warwick call-in number. Huh? It's Dionne Warwick, LaToya Jackson, and what's the other lady's name we used to do the thing? Madam Cleo. Call me out. Huh? That's not how good your prophecy is. Please help me understand. I got a text here from a chat on Ustream. It's anonymous says, I'm a young brother, and the problem is there is no hope, honestly. My God. Woo! He says, people are numb to what's going on, and we have been taught to stay to ourselves or not deal with the dudes on the block that are on stupid stuff. Chicago has no hope, and I honestly think I need to move. Wow. That. Wow. And when you see this, it breaks your heart. Because here's a young brother, I don't know how old you are, my brother, I don't know how old you are, and if you want to share your age, that's fine, please do so. But here's a brother who's sitting here saying, there's no hope. Let me read one of these comments. I know y'all writing a bunch of comments on Facebook. I'm sorry, I'm not ignoring y'all, and forgive me for not speaking to all of y'all. Please don't, y'all spoke to each other, right? And that's all it's not. Come in and speak to each other. Felicia says this. Felicia Martin says, why do you think people don't care? I don't even know that many people. I didn't even know that many people were killed. I'm not going in the street, but I can help with prevention measures. Volunteering in schools is really heartbreaking. Yeah. It is. It's sad, and we want to do this program, that we you know, I got a program coming. I got a fundraiser coming. We hosted fundraisers. Oh, God. I'm sorry, y'all. We're doing fundraisers. 25 people getting shot in our neighborhood. We're doing fundraisers. You know, we got the same people here. Let me ask y'all something. I don't mean no harm. But in all seriousness, y'all think God is pleased with the ministry that's going right now? You really think God is pleased with it? 102 folk got shot. And then God is down here at the churches. And I'm talking about these churches in Chicago. I ain't talking about nobody else's church. I'm talking about those the ones here in Chicago. And I'm talking about the ones on the west and south lines of Chicago. You think God is pleased with these churches? 102 folk got shot, and we planning the fundraiser. That's the equivalent. Let me put it in a better perspective. Let's just say you live on Madison Street, right? And 75 people just got shot on Madison, right? I'm just throwing this out there. 75 people got shot. And you go, hey y'all, y'all know my barbecue started at 3, right? Y'all come. You still go home with the barbecue, man, because, you know, I got to go home with the program. Yeah, I know 75 people got shot, but, you know, it wasn't my people. So, what time y'all come to the barbecue? That's the equivalent of what the churches are doing right now. The churches are saying, yeah, I know y'all got shot, but I need you to come to church and bring ye all the time. I need y'all to come to church and bring me all the tithe. Huh? Come on to church. Bring me your check. Bring your kids. We need a youth ministry. Bring it all. Let me ask you this. I'll take a step further. Every black church I know, it's time for vacation Bible study. Is there anything in your vacation Bible? How about you do this? How about you forego your vacation Bible school? Because let me help you. It's your easy. Okay. Stop. I can't. How about you forego your vacation Bible school? And you take that time to unify the people in your church. And then you can't, and instead of us, we all got vacation Bible school. Guess what? We all got at the same time. Pretty much we all got our stuff scheduled at the same time. We got vacation Bible schools all being started there, all and around the same time. How about you say, you know what, church down the street? Y'all got vacation Bible school? So do we. How about we get your young folk and my young folk, and you get your old folk and my old folk, and instead of us sitting down here playing vacation Bible school games, how about we go out and we get in the street? Huh? Oh, that's a thought. Oh, wait, no, we can't do that. We can't sell the sheep like that. I don't know you've been next to me, Pastor. I know your building been a block and a half away from me. But your church been there as long as my church been here. But y'all have had five pastors and we done had six. But I don't know them and they don't know me. Right. Woo! Huh? What y'all wanna do? Y'all just wanna go ahead on with vacation Bible school? Yeah. I'm not telling you to stop your lives. I'm not telling you to stop doing stuff. I'm asking you, what are you going to do proactive? Because here's the word. I said this to my church three weeks ago. I said, y'all, I want y'all to remember two words from me. Proactive and reactive. And the looks I got back was like, what? What you, huh? Why did you say that? Wow. They looked at each other like, why so he say that? Proactive and reactive. We need something to happen to somebody in our congregation to get us to rally. It needs to hit us home, close enough to home. It needs to hit us close enough to home. My producer, the producer of this show, had five people shot on her block last week. Five people. At one time. Anywhere else, that would be considered a mass shooting. Five people were shot. Less was that. 8 blocks from here? Yeah. 6 blocks, right? 8 blocks from here. Five people were shot. At the same damn long time. But nothing. We good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Let's take this congregation to him. Praise the Lord, saints. Over it. I'm so over it. I know we got an article we're supposed to be doing. I know. Huh? This don't make no sense. None at all. But we okay with it though, right? We good. Because it was just 102. And it wasn't my relative. He's out of state like no more. Was it yours? Right. Obviously not. I didn't see no Facebook post saying nothing. I know the new Jay-Z album came out. I know it's hot. I listened to it a little bit. It's a little hot. No. Okay, so Anonymous 4734 is on Ustream. He said she had five people shot. Honestly, what can she do? There's nothing she can do. Nothing that she can do as an individual. My question is, there are five people shot in our community. What are we doing? I know we're not superheroes. We're not expected to be. But guess what? It's only a handful of people doing this dirt. There are more people who go to get up and go to work every day than there are those who are out there doing dirt. If the majority of the people who get up and go to work every day say, you know what? And the businesses would say, you know what? I'm going to need my employees. I'm going to give y'all the day off for community activism. I'm going to give you the day off so that you can flood your community and get these fools out of your community. I'm going to pay you to stay home. I'm going to pay you. This is going to be my donation. I'm going to pay you to stay home. I'm going to pay you to stay home and be an activist in your community. I'm going to pay you to stay home today. because I care enough about you because you're my employee that I care about the fact that where you live at. So this is what I'm going to do. It's simple. It's simple. It don't cost you nothing. It don't cost you nothing. Let me see this. And I understand the problem is if I confront dudes or people that are on the either people don't throw hands anymore, I have to be ready to get shot. I don't want to get right. I understand. Nobody is telling people. Let me say this. Let me make sure I'm real clear. I'm not asking anybody to walk up to the pookie that's standing on the corner and say, hey, don't stand on my corner and tell drugs. I'm not asking you to do that by yourself. What I'm saying is, you go to a church. You're a part of a community. You know where the police officers are. You know where the community activists are. You know where the people are who are trying to make a difference. Why don't you partner up with them? So that way, when it's time to step to Pookie and Ray Ray, it ain't you stepping by yourself. It's you with 100 other people. It's you with 200 other people. It's you with 500 other people. And guess what? When crowds show up, when men stand up, little boys sit, they die. Are we good, God? I don't take it personal with capital letters, man. It's all good. But if we don't, if we can show up, it takes numbers. Numbers. I got churches all around me, and churches that have been here for years. Kingdom Baptist Church has been on this corner for 45 years. New Mount Vernon has been on the other side of Lake Street for over 60 years. Mars Hill has been around the corner from us for over 60 years. Friendship Baptist Church over there on Laramie has been there for over 35 years. Prince of Peace has been over there for over 35 years. All of these churches have been around here for those. You telling me these congregations, come on now, I know I'm getting in trouble, but I really don't care. These congregations can't come together and say, you know what, we're tired of y'all killing folk in Austin. We tired of y'all killing folk in Austin. We don't care. We tired. And you know what? We know who you are because your mama still go to the church. Your cousins go to the church. Everybody knows who these people are. We're tired of them. That's how you start a movement. That's how you start a movement. It's sickening. It is. It's just sickening. 102 people. 102? Okay, go away, right. Just 102. Anyway, y'all, I'm going to take a break. Give me something to drink. Come back. Just going to stick to the program, right? That's what we like, right? After all that, then let's go back to the program. at the end of that, praise the Lord, right? Let's just go back to the program. No, not today. Not today. Can't do it. We're off the show. Y'all stay blessed, man. We'll be right back. PCLO.
We're back. We're back. Kickin' Up Radio.
is the Wednesday, July 5th, 2017. Just now, the conversation about what happened here in the city over the holiday weekend, and just reading some of the comments, from some of you all, and it's sad, man. It's unfortunate. It's sad. That's where we are. Young man seated with on the few strings said, but you have to think, look how long the civil wars and shootings and battles that have been going on in the Middle East. There's nothing that can happen even with all the talking in the world saying. You're right, my brother, but I'm talking about doing more than talking. Here's the deal. This goes all the way back to there was a problem. If you watched the movie that I'm thinking of. The movie Amistad. You remember the movie Amistad about the slaves that took over the ship that landed, you know, they killed the captain and everybody on the ship and took over the ship, and, you know, that movie. Then there was also when they redid Roots. Remember that? When they redid Roots, and they showed how at some point you have to get so mad and so angry that you say, the hell with my own personal freedom, the hell with my personal safety, that I can no longer tolerate this, that if I or we don't do something now, it's never going to end. If you think about this, think about the city of Chicago. I'm talking strictly about the city of Chicago. There are more people who want to do the right thing than there are who want to do the wrong thing. Think about it in terms of slavery. When those people came and put folks on the boat in chains and in shackles, they took hundreds of us at a time with a crew of no more than 10 to 15 people. And what they did was they put the fear of God in them so that they would not rise up. Remember? That's what they did. They instantly would take the biggest one and they would shoot them, but they would stab them, cut it, and then throw them over the side, and so everybody could see you get eaten up by sharks. That's the routine. That's what you do. So you scare them and you beat them into until they're pacified, and you beat them down until they can't do anything. And that's how the majority of the people in the city feel now. It's like, you know what? I'm just gonna walk and keep my head down. As long as I keep my head down and whatever happens does not come to my doorstep, then I don't have to do anything. But the problem is this. Haven't you all noticed that the shootings are getting closer and closer to your doorstep? Are they not getting closer? Come on, man. Are they not getting closer and closer to your doorstep? So what's going to have to happen is, and beforehand, yes, talking is one thing, but you have to rise up and decide, I'm not going to tolerate it anymore. Even if you started with just your block club, simple. Well, if you don't have a block club on your block, start one. Find out how to start one. Go to your local police department and say, hey, go to your alderman and say, what do I need to start a block club? And you go there, you start a block club, you organize a block club, you get somebody in there. I guarantee you there's somebody on your block that knows about organizing. Somebody. Even if it's on a small scale. Get somebody that knows about organizing, put some people together, and then say, look, this is what we want to change. You don't have to tackle everything all at once. See, the problem is you want to tackle it all at once. You just do one, just get one thing and do it very well. Back in the day, you know, the block club, some of y'all still see, y'all go down in the city of Chicago, and especially in, they had the signs up, and it was like, nailed to a tree, and it said, you know, 4,300 block wheel cops, no loud music, no car washing, no dogs off the leashes, no this, no that, no loitering, none of this. You know what I'm saying? You know why they decided to do that? So they could maintain some semblance of peace. And people respected it because the block did not tolerate it. The problem is we tolerate everything now. We tolerate everything. We're constantly told, tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. We become so dang on tolerant, we just allow any and everything to happen. We've become so tolerant that it doesn't, that any and everything goes. well, you know, they ain't hurt nobody. Is that the mindset? Is that really the mindset? But back to my brother on Ustream. You start with a small group of people, man. Get you some people that you can trust. Small group of people. They got to be a lot. Come with a small group and say, man, look, man, we're done. We're done. We have to start policing ourselves. You can't expect the police to come and solve all these crimes and do all that stuff. We have to start policing ourselves. No, you can't throw your trash in front of my house. No, you can't park your car in front of my house and smoke your crap and then leave and throw your food out the window and pull off and go home. No, you can't do that. Start policing ourselves. Guess what? No, you ain't going to play that loud music in front of my house. It's not about being old and out of touch. It's about, guess what? We would not tolerate that. It is no longer acceptable. No, you know what? Y'all can't all stand down here on this corner. No. You want to stand on the corner? Look here. This is what you do. You build you a fire, and y'all better be down here singing some songs or doing something. But you're not just going to stand down here on the corner. Got folks scared to drive past because y'all look like y'all finna rob some dang nobody. Yes, I'm profiling because that's what the hell you look like when you standing out there. Nobody's trying to hear that. That's how you start the process. Once you tell them what you will no longer accept, what you will no longer tolerate, then they have to move. Yes, there will be some pushback. Yes, there will be some folks who are not excited about it. But guess what? If the majority of you all stick together, there is nothing they can do. They got to pack up their little stuff, take their little package, sell their crap somewhere else. And eventually, if everybody gets on the same page, guess what? They are gone. No, it's not going to happen overnight. No, it's not. But it can start overnight. You can start to make changes overnight. You can. It just takes a handful of folks. But you need a hand. Here's the deal. Right now, we got just a handful of folks out here trying to do everything. The problem is we got folks, it's too many folks not doing nothing that's stagnating those who are. Because here's the deal. You want the two or three organizations that's out there struggling to do all the work. And then here you come and wait till the day on God. Everybody wants to pile in. No, you got to carry your weight, Doc. Nobody wants to carry their weight. Nobody wants to carry their weight. Everybody just wants to be out here doing whatever, but you got to carry your weight. You are a citizen of this community. Carry your weight. Carry your weight. What does the comment say? Where is that? I know you're not supposed to live in fear, but if you report incidents to the police, people are afraid of being retaliated against. They got Crime Stopper numbers. They got 1-800 numbers. Call private, star 67. Call the police, star 67, and then call the police. That's all. Or go directly to the police station. Not the time I went directly to the 11th District Police Station on Harrison when them Negroes were selling drugs in front of my mama's house. I stood on my mama's porch with my phone and recorded the Negroes selling drugs and then called the police and they didn't come. And after a while they didn't come, I walked my happy behind right into the 11th District Police Station and said, who do I need to talk to about the drugs on my block? How do you know they're selling drugs, sir? I said, okay, you want to play slow too? Okay, here's the video on my phone. Who do I email it to? You or the Sun Times? Guess what? They were gone. That's all it takes. They are not going to help us until we decide we're over it, until we decide that we've had enough. That's when they're going to help. That's when they're going to jump on. It's just like when you get hungry enough. When you get hungry enough, huh?
And folks keep telling you, you can't eat. Eventually, you're going to do whatever's necessary to eat. Someone said the same thing to you. You keep getting folks shot or in and around your where you live and work and worship. At some point, there's going to be a reaction. Guess what? Doesn't have to be. Be proactive. Find out who the community activists are. Call your local police department. They can tell you who is active in your community with community police. They can tell you.
I done pulled myself out. And here talking to y'all. At some point, we gonna have to say, you know what? I'm tired. At some point, we're gonna have to get out of our own way. Swallow our pride, and decide that. This is enough, and that we can no longer do it, and that we're no longer going to tolerate it, and that you're done with it. At some point, you're gonna have to make the choice. You're gonna need to make the choice to live in fear and keep watching babies die. Or stand up for what you believe in. Say, you know what? Not one more one of my people that look like me is that safe. And I'm not saying nothing about it. You have to make the choice. Just like we tell people on Sunday, you made the choice. You choose God today. Now I'm gonna say this to y'all in the community. The door of the church is open. You can make the choice today to get behind an organization, to get behind a community movement. To get behind something that you and to say that you know what, I'm tired of walking in the house afraid. I'm tired of driving down my block and being afraid. I'm tired of getting out of my car and having to run in the house. I'm tired of every time I hear something, I'm tired of jumping and every time I hear a firecracker go off because I don't know if it's a gunshot or a firecracker. I'm tired of every time a gun goes off. I'm tired of keeping my kids locked up in the house because I'm afraid to let them in the backyard. I'm tired of having to keep my windows closed even though it's 95 degrees outside. I can't put my fan in the window because I'm scared somebody's going to shoot through my window. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of not being able to go and come as I please. I'm tired of not being able to sit on my own front porch that I spent years paying for, but I can't sit on my porch. I'm tired. At some point, you got to be tired enough to say, you know what? I'm done. I'm in. At some point. At some point, there has to be a mindset change. There has to be something on the inside of you that says, I'm done. That I can't do this anymore. At some point, you have to say, that's my number. This is my last straw. I'm over it. I'm tired. I can no longer stand to see bloodshed of my people over and over again for stuff that we don't own, fighting over territories and corners that we don't own, selling drugs that we didn't manufacture or make, shooting people with bullets and guns that we don't own. Just at some point, you have to say, I'm tired. And you do it a couple of ways. Hold these politicians accountable. The ones that come around for your vote every 4 years. Hold their behinds accountable. Check their records. And dang on it, if they ain't got no record of doing nothing for folk in the community, stop voting for their behind. I don't care if they black or not. Stop voting for them. If they have done nothing to help
as to stand in the gap for all of the crime and the drama and the stuff going on in their neighborhood, if they don't have the common decency to even stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough, if they can't join you at a rally, if they can't stand on the corner with you, if they can't come and sit on your block and find out what's really going on, because guess what? You can call the police all day long, but you ask Alvin and Emma Mitch, LaShawn K. Ford, any of them people, you know what? Senator, whoever you are, representative, I need you to come sit on my block. My block is in your district, right? I need you just come sit on my front porch for a while with me and just see. Leave your security at home. Just come sit on the front porch with me and you let me know what you see. Maybe if you make the phone call, things might change. That's what you do. You put their behinds on the spot. That's why they got the job. That's why they got the job. Hold their behinds accountable. You call your alderman, Jason Irvin, Emma Mitt. I'm calling out the ones I know that's over here. Jason Irvin, Emma Mitt, LaShawn K. Ford from Representative goes down to Springfield all the time. All y'all. Guess what? Danny Davis, all of y'all. Come sit on my block. Go sit on my mama's block. Sit on her front porch and just sit there for a while and tell me what you see. Don't come with your entourage. Don't come in your state-owned vehicle. Just pull up in a rental car and just come sit up there. Don't come wearing your three-piece suit. Put on some khakis, some gym shoes, a nice polo shirt. Look like somebody's drunk uncle. Just come sit on the porch and watch you tell me what you see, and then maybe you make the phone call. Huh? Then you get my vote. Now you just earned my vote. Because I see you. Because I'm going to put the phone right here for you. You can call from my phone. Call from your phone. Here's one. Here's a thought. Alderman, representative, here's a thought. Go to the houses in your district where you know that there are issues with drugs and violence and all other kinds. And instead of you calling the police from your cell phone, knock on your neighbor's door, and say, neighbor, can I use your phone to call the police? And you tell them this is Representative LaShawn K. Ford, I'm calling from one of my constituent house, and there are drugs being sold on the corner. Thank you, and have a good day. Then you knock on the next door and say, hi. Yeah, I'm calling from Mr. Johnson's house, another one of my constituents, and we see drugs being sold on the block. This is LaShawn. This is Alderman Emma Mitch. I'm calling from another constituent town, Mr. Roberts. And Mr. Roberts wants you to know that I know that there's drugs being sold on the block. See, you see what I'm saying? Now you're working. Now I see you. Now you're earning my vote. But now, We just want to keep going back and forth, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Keep electing these same tired officials just so they can get a check and a pension for life. A check and a pension for life. Really? That's all we're doing. Put them in office. And so they can get a check and a pension for life. While our lives are being impacted and people are being killed, they're securing their pensions for life. For a lot of people. That's what they're doing. It's time out for that, man. It's time out for it. You might not, maybe you're not tired. Maybe it's okay. Maybe you're okay with 102 people getting shot over the weekend. Maybe you're okay with another 10 or 15 getting shot this week. Maybe you just want to go to the States and get you a big old turkey leg this week. But I need to get you one of the nice ears of corn and sample a couple of them restaurants and just go on about your life as normal and don't, you know, and not feeling no type of way. Maybe that's what you want to do. Go ahead. But ask yourself this question. Ask yourself this question. Is God pleased with what you're doing? Is he pleased with your I'm talking about you as a human. I'm not even talking about your church. I said enough about them at the beginning of the show. I'm
done with this. I'm done with it. I'm out of here. As my former pastors tell me all the time, they ain't got a heaven to kick you out of or a hell to put you in. You don't own it. You don't have the you don't own the rights to it. You don't get to tell me who, when, how, and where. So at some point, we as people, have to say, I'm tired. I'm over it. I'm done. I choose to make a difference. I choose to be a difference maker. I choose to live my life differently. I choose to no longer live in fear. I choose to walk like I choose to walk like the God-blessed individual that I know I am. I choose not to continue to walk with my head down and avert my eyes when I see two or three people coming. I choose to walk proudly in the righteousness of God. I choose no longer to be just walking around afraid and scared and doing. I choose not to be that. I promise you when you make that choice, you can make a change. But when you choose to just ignore it, when you choose to just say, you know what, it ain't no big deal. Yeah, well, you know, that's just Chicago. Well, you know how Chicago is. What you say, Norman? Norman said, they say snitches get stitches. I say, I serve the mighty God. I know that's right. Ain't about no, it ain't got to do with snitching. Guess what? I need your behind locked up so one of those fake bullets don't hit me or somebody that I care about. That's what I mean. So either you don't stop shooting or you go on to jail. You choose. Now I'm giving you the choice. Either you don't stop shooting and killing, either you don't stop selling drugs, or you're going to jail. You will no longer get to do this in front of my house. It's just that simple. You make the choice. I'm choosing to live righteously, and I'm choosing to give you a chance to live righteously. So you have the choice. Take your product, take your crap, go somewhere else. And if you stay here, you're going to jail. Every time I see you, I'm calling police. You make the choice. Most of these guys are cowards anyway. Most of them are cowards anyway. And they don't want the heat. They don't want the heat from the police. They don't want the drama. Because see, if they do something or even make an attempt to threaten you, guess what? Now here comes more drama. Here comes more police. So either now I pack up and leave quietly. Well, I'm going to stay over here and start a mess. If I start a mess, I can't do no work over here. So guess what? Pack up your work and sell it somewhere else until they run me out. I mean, really. This is it's bad. It really is. But, you know, what can we do? What can we do? I know Facebook is paused or something. I don't know what just happened. It just kind of did it on its own. Okay, it's back. It paused for a second, but it looks like it's back. But as I was saying, we have to make the choice. We do. We have to make the choice that we're not going to live in fear. We have to make the choice that we're no longer going to be church goers. We have to make the choice that we're not just going to be readers and hearers of the word, but doers of the word. God does not create cowards. God does not create cowards. And I don't believe those of you who are in ministry, I don't believe he put you in ministry to be cowards. I don't believe he gave you the job, the title, the office, the pastor for you to be a coward. I don't believe he gave you leadership capabilities, leadership skills, to sit on them and only serve them and only use them in your church. I don't believe that. I don't believe God appointed you. If God appointed you, he appointed you for greatness. He not appointed you for mediocrity. If you appointed yourself, you did what it is. I'll say it again. If God appointed you, he didn't appoint you to be mediocre. He didn't appoint you to be average. He appointed you to be great. He appointed you to be great. He took you from where you were so that he could get the glory out of putting you where he ended up. God, don't miss that. Don't hold it down. I really, really hope. And let me say this, I'm not going to apologize for not getting to the article today. I'm not going to do that because I think I have to. I think this is something that I don't want you to not remember. I don't want you to forget about 102. Think about that for the rest of the day. 102. 102. 102 people shot. I thought it was more important to talk about the fact that 102 people got shot and nobody was saying anything. That it is as quiet as the church was. So that's where I'm going to be. The article will be there. We can talk about it next week. But I thought it was more important that you all have some understanding and recognition. And I challenge you now. I don't care if your church is in the city. I don't care if your church. Guess what? Even if your church is in the suburbs, you can partner with somebody in the city. Even if your church is in the suburbs, you can partner with an organization in the city to help put a lid on the line and to help not just put a lid on it, but be eradicated. I thought it was more important to talk about that today than to give y'all five hidden habits of a healthy church. I can give you some habits of an unhealthy church. Unhealthy churches just show up in some way. They can't survive. It's hard. I know it's not easy. I'm not saying that it's easy for people who have no interest. And maybe I'm looking at it from the wrong perspective. Maybe I'm thinking that because I believe God made pastors and preachers and put people in those positions because He wanted you to be effective, not just in and behind your pulpit, but also in the community. Maybe I have it wrong. Maybe I'm thinking that everybody is community-minded. Maybe that's just not the case. Maybe the majority of the people who are in these communities who don't say anything, maybe they don't say anything because they don't have any interest. Maybe they don't care. Maybe they're only concerned about their church and the folks that show up and the program and the building and the main. The parking lot, in the anniversary, and the birthday club, and this club, and that club. Maybe that's their focus. Maybe they think that's all they need to do. And they think everything else would just fall in place. Maybe that's the thought process. I tend to think differently. I don't think God intended for you to use the gifts that He gave you inside the building alone. I don't think God called you to be these great orators that we have, these great preachers, these great speakers that we have. I don't think God called you just to stand up on Sunday. I don't believe He did that. I don't believe God wastes His gifts in such format. I don't think He would put people in positions to faith. I think He puts us in position to succeed so that He can then turn around and give the glory. I don't think He puts us in positions to faith. But by not doing anything, by just sitting back and letting things happen the way that they are, we're failing. We're failing in our ministries. We're failing in our callings. We're failing in the very thing that God called us to do. And He called us to go out and teach and reach His people. And instead, we're just going on. We're just preaching to the choir. We want to just sing good songs. We just want to get happy on Sunday. We want to praise the Lord. And so moved by the Spirit, we'll do a fast number two, and we'll speak in tongues and then just be happy. Everybody just want to be happy. Yeah. I bet you 102 people want to be happy too. I bet you 102 people want to be happy too. I guarantee the 14 people who are laying down at the point, with those 14 bodies laying at the corners off, and thought they were going to have a good 4th of July weekend too. And probably all 14 of the ones laying in the, those 14 people laying in the morgue right now, I guarantee you all of them were not drug dealers. Those 102 people that got shot in the last 5 days, all of them were not drug dealers. All of them were not committing crimes. All of them did not have criminal records. But I guarantee you, they just want to be happy too. Yeah, we'll go back to doing our regular broadcast on Friday. We'll be back here for April Friday. We'll have a good time, you know. I just want to be, you know, it's been a while. It's been a while since I've said anything about the stuff going on with the city. And it's just, you know. But we're constantly giving our authority over. We're constantly giving our authority over to everything but what we. But we don't use the authority that God's given authority. When Jesus died on the cross, he gave us back the authority. We were supposed to be the authority. We were supposed to be the leaders, not just sitting back and allowing evil to happen. I don't know, y'all. I'm a little frustrated. I'm a little angry. And I'll be a little disappointed. But you know, you try to expect the best out of the people who are set in leadership. Because I believe that I believe God has put great things in so many different people. And you expect to see the greatness come out of it, and instead you see the absolute mercy and cowardice. So y'all do me a favor. Y'all do me a favor. I'm not going to leave you. I ain't going to do it. Y'all pray. We got 2 minutes. Y'all pray for y'all city. Y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me. Pray for your time. Pray for these people. Y'all pray. All right, y'all. Adios. See y'all Friday, right?
Yeah.
We'll see y'all on Friday. See y'all. Y'all be there. See y'all.
Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got